Divine Appointments. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and your needy in your land. Deuteronomy 15:11, New King James Version. A close friend of mine, Paul Vazork, and I were going through the poorest neighborhoods in Colorado Springs to deliver food boxes to the poor. We always prayed before we did things like this and asked God for divine appointments. One such day, we knocked on the door of a home. To our surprise, a woman opened the door who seemed to be expecting us. She had prayed to God and asked for food to feed her and her struggling family. She had all the plates, forks, and knives arranged on the table when we brought the food in. This divine appointment just shared with us God's heart and how He feels towards the poor. Another time, I had just come from Old Mexico on a mission trip with some Bible school students. While on that trip, I asked one of these students to go with me to an outreach to the poor once we returned to Colorado Springs. He agreed, and then after the outreach, I asked him this question: did you ever see anything like this in Mexico? He confided in me that he had never seen what he just experienced. Here's what happened. I took him under a bridge in Colorado Springs, under one of the busiest highways that went through town. Under that bridge was a large family living directly under the highway. Some of the family had caught a deer and killed it with a knife, and they were roasting it under that bridge for their daily necessity of food. They were happy when they saw the food box that we brought. A few miles away, some members of this family were also living in an old abandoned school bus. This was the poorest of the poor, living among the rich and prosperous. Another time, we were delivering food boxes in a poor neighborhood. We knocked on a door and an elderly man opened it. To our surprise, we immediately smelled strong fumes of gas that were coming from his stove. He had turned on the burners of his stove, but failed to light it. If it wasn't for the divine intervention from God that caused us to knock on that door that day, that old man would have surely perished within a few hours. God has for each and every one of us good works that He has ordained that we walk in each day, Ephesians 2:10, Living Bible. If we are open to the Holy Spirit, we can be someone's miracle. Also, I wanted to share something that was so unusual that the chances of it happening would be extremely rare. As I explained in one of my previous lessons, The Christmas Angel, I had been making homemade jewelry, particularly angels, and had been giving them to people during the Christmas season as a gesture of God's love. I had given an angel that I had made to a lady in a Walmart parking lot. She was so touched by this expression of God's love that when she got in her car and started to leave, she suddenly stopped her car and then got back out. She then walked up to me again and said, "This means so much to me. I want you to know that my mother passed away 5 weeks ago, and this angel has touched me deeply." She then left. A day had passed, and I was at the Harps grocery store getting a jar of honey. I went to the cashier, and I looked behind me, and in the line there was a lady that stood behind me. When she saw me, she pulled out that red angel that I had given her. At first, I didn't recognize her, and I said, "Where did I meet you?" And she said, "At the Walmart parking lot." I then knew that this was the woman whose mother had passed away weeks before. What would be the chances of us meeting again? The next day, I was at a store on the other side of town. I was looking for something I could not find. I finally found it and brought it to the cash register at the store. There was a man ahead of me with many groceries. When he was through, I paid for my item. And there, standing in front of me, was this lady once again. I said, "I never thought I would see you again." And she said, "I never thought I would see you either." We discussed the loss of her mother, and afterwards, as I exited the store, I thought, what are the chances of meeting this lady three times within 4 days? Genesis 41:32, New King James Version. God was doing something to bring her comfort through this small gift of an angel that I had given her. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:2, "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it." Hebrews 13:2, Living Bible. This is called a divine appointment. God is wanting to comfort and love others through you.